Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. It seems cash is king on one of Australia's most popular holiday destinations. Privately owned Hamilton Island has transitioned to a cashless environment and does not accept cash at any of its outlets, sparking outrage online. Their Facebook page has since been flooded with comments of people vowing never to return to the island again as a result. Queensland teachers say legislation that allows parents to challenge their child's suspension is a slap in the face for the profession. The bill only applies to short-term suspensions, but Scott Stanford from the Teachers Professional Association worries it only undermines the authority teachers have in the classroom.
You know, a suspension should be you're suspended from school for a period of time for what you have done wrong, whereas these days they suspend, they appeal the suspension, it's upheld by the bureaucracy, and the children's back in school. So therefore it cuts the legs out from under the principals and the teachers.
New studies show plant-based beef is much better for the environment than the real deal. Research from the Macquarie University revealing the beef substitute produces 90% less greenhouse emissions than animal-based meat. But in terms of nutritional value, Professor Andrew McGregor says the animal-based product wins out.
Most of the studies said that plant-based beef had less saturated fat and less cholesterol, as well as more fibre and more carbohydrates, but at the same time having less energy, less protein and less iron and zinc.
And a tropical low is forming in the far northern Coral Sea, although unlikely the low could develop into a tropical cyclone and track towards the far north Queensland coast later in the week. Updating local sport and checking on soccer, the Mackay Magpies Football Club are round five bound in the Kappa Queensland Cup. They finished their weekend game against the Mackay Rangers 0-0, with the teams facing off in a penalty shootout for the win. The Magpies now take on Wide Bay's Across the Waves Football Club with a fixture to be announced.